the next threat. Macho queens selling war makers toys, raining destruction, good old boys.
Namaste, and welcome back to What's Ailing America. One of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. On this show, you will hear the truth no matter how against the grain it is. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by the Republic Broadcasting Network, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarley.com, D-R-C-A-R-L-E-Y.com, and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list. My email is also on the Republic Broadcasting website as well as my own. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. I ask each of you to consider the information my guests and I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself, for we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The number to call in is listed on my page on the RBN website, toll-free USA 800-313-9443. You can also use Skype to IM in questions to the station, and RBN now has a chat room on the homepage for all the listeners to communicate with each other and the host. Every week I will answer the question, What's Ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. So please spread the word about these broadcasts. And before we get to our guests, I would like to say happy birthday to Joey Carley, who will be 12 years old today, tomorrow. My son Joey has not had a mother for over 5 years. I've been allowed no contact with him. It's just one of the prices I've had to pay to tell the truth to you. So if each of you could please say a special prayer for Joey Carley so that he knows that he is loved. When we get back from the break, we'll bring on our special guest, Eric Schein. So stay tuned.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America. The answer to that question today is going to be military tribunals against civilians. And before I bring on my special guest, Eric Schein, who many of you I know have heard on this network before, I want to just mention that on Monday, February 18th, John Stantmiller was nice enough to ask me to fill in for him because he was feeling a little under the weather. And I did my show in place of his show, the National Intel Report. So I encourage you to listen to those archives. I was asked at the last minute, so I didn't really have a show prepared, and I ended up just pretty much answering questions of the callers who had questions about their personal health situation. So I would like to ask all of you, if you would like me to do a show once a month, which I could call Ask the Doctor, where I answer your questions about your health issues or those of your pet, please do email me, because if enough people want me to do that, I will, in fact, dedicate one show a month to that cause. Okay, are you on the line, Eric?
I am.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for joining us. I would
Thank
like to just read a brief article that was about you in the Magic City Morning Star on November 30th, 2007, because your story is so complicated, just to give an introduction as to what's been done to you. And please chime in whenever you like, if you would like to add something, and then we'll begin to tell listeners what's going on with you. Lieutenant Eric Schein is a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point in New York. He was one of five federal service, academies, including West Point and Annapolis, where he was trained as federal and commissioned naval officer to build, repair, maintain and operate huge American ocean-going or deep-sea vessels and protect American assets in the U.S., Merchant Marine, U.S. Navy, and maritime industry. The tab for his education has been estimated to be around $320,000 paid for by the United States taxpayers. However, his career was broadsided when he was forced to confront a broad series of federal contracting scams and violations, including graft, collusion, corruption, waste, fraud, abuse, and gross mismanagement in some enormous federal contracts and programs involving billions of dollars. So basically, he was a whistleblower. Lieutenant Shine has gone to great lengths to bring forth critical information in regards to maritime, civil defense, and national security concerns and seek correction. First, by contacting authorities in the executive branch, and specifically former Secretary of Transportation Norm Mineta, then moving quickly to Congress and the Senate, and more finally seeking correction before our own independent judiciary within Article III proceedings by filing civil actions in U.S. district courts to correct the matters and seek redress. In direct response and retaliation, the newly created Department of Homeland Security, through use of the U.S. Coast Guard, as a new branch of the military, filed an executive branch Article II countercomplaint and literally pulled Lieutenant Shine out of civil court into a military tribunal, detaining him in a miasma of legal mumbo-jumbo proceedings for the last 5 years in order to stifle him to cover up the magnitude of the corruptions and the high-ranking levels of those involved. The U.S. Coast Guard has always been a civil service, up and until 9/11 was put under the umbrella of Homeland Security and is now declaring itself to be a separate and distinct branch of the military, and an odd one at that, a special branch of the military that can carry on defense-related matters like any other branch of the military, but also carry on and even adjudicate civilian affairs as well, and stepping right over a very high bar that has been set to prevent such activity. So this is the reason, folks, that this story is so important to all of you, that they are now going after civilians and holding them in military tribunals. This is germane to all of us because, ironically, it is the U.S. Coast Guard that has held and detained Lieutenant Shine, not as a naval officer, doing so for the past 5 years on trumped-up charges of allegedly being depressed as a civilian, all carried out under a program that comes under the Judge Advocate General of the Coast Guard, which Lieutenant Shine is not a member. More importantly, and well beyond those initial separation of power issues of one branch of service versus another, the Coast Guard is declaring openly that Lieutenant Shine is now a civilian and can be prosecuted before a military tribunal as a civilian, and has been acting in this fashion as a civilian for the past 5 years or more before this military tribunal. The Coast Guard has prosecuted him aggressively for these charges at any and all costs to the taxpayers and to Lieutenant Shine. So he was turned from a complainant to a defendant, while warrantless searches and seizures have been carried out upon his property and records, phones tapped, documents stolen and falsified by the Coast Guard and other agencies and federal contractors acting within the U.S. Still worse, the Coast Guard has gone as far as putting out a BOLO, or Be on the Lookout Wanted, or warning poster on Lieutenant Shine, declaring that he may be dangerous without any specifications as to why or what he had done to make him such a threat. That's just for starters to all he has endured. The Coast Guard and involved parties even detained him in a hotel room in La Jolla for 8 months as they stripped him of everything, all the while prosecuting him, or better yet, persecuting him relentlessly for allegedly being depressed when in fact he was a whistleblower bringing out corruption and fraud of the military. So thank you very much, Eric, for joining us for the show. Can you tell the listeners anything else you'd like to bring forth?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Okay.
Not necessarily about, I mean, we can get into some of the stuff going on with me and what's been done to me as a whistleblower and stuff, some of which you know about from what you endured.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly is the Coast Guard is self-proclaiming itself to be a branch of military. You'll see this coming out soon unless they start to correct some of this and go back to, you know, normal. They really need to dissolve the Department of Homeland Security and go back to a more normal system as we had before, because much of what was done with Homeland Security was to cover up graft, corruption, collusion, gross waste, fraud, abuse, gross mismanagement, to where Dick Cheney has said, you know, the problem with government, it doesn't go away. And the reference there is that with a corporation, you can vertically integrate, buy up the company, hide the corruptions internally, and or declare bankruptcy of even a division if you want, let alone the whole company. And in bankruptcy court, you get to destroy the records in 2 years, or the trustee does. And there's all kinds of gamesmanship that can be played with the appointment of the trustee and who actually gets the to sit as the trustee over any such bankruptcy. And what they're doing is they're preempting the destruction of records and destroying them early, not waiting the full 2 years, and covering up, you know, stuff that has been recently exposed in issues with Arthur Anderson, Enron, WorldCom, Global Crossing, Tyco, and a whole slew of other companies that keep getting hit for all sorts of internal creative record keeping, for want of a better way of putting it, or just, you know, outright corruption, fraud. And so what they do is, in the on the government side, rather than declaring bankruptcy, which even though that is going on with public municipalities like Orange County out here in California, declared bankruptcy a while back. But the easier way to do it is to change the name of the organization. All of a sudden you create a new organization like the Department of Homeland Security, and you move agencies in there like the Coast Guard and others, and you can hide through the change of a name, which is, you know, a form of bankruptcy for, or change in title, to carry on a cover-up of the corruption. I think a lot of people are familiar with Donald Rumsfeld going into Congress the day before 9/11 on 9/10 and letting Congress know that $2.3 trillion was missing. But what's happened in this restructuring is that the Coast Guard, which has always been, it's a civil service, it's a maritime law enforcement, basically, quote-unquote, police agency. And to be a police agency, you have to be a civil service. You can't be a part of the military or branch of military. The Coast Guard, like the Merchant Marine, I went to Kings Point, coming out of there with the Naval Commission, in times of peace, we are civil service. In times of war, we both come under the Department of Navy. The reason for that is issues of civil defense that are integral and inseparable from national security, in the lighthouses, in our ports, in our local waterways, and more, that the Coast Guard has custody of. And then the Merchant Marine, which is our international rights of way for cargo to other nation states and other ports around the world, which the Merchant Marine would then have custody over. And in World War II, we lost more Merchant Marine sailors, seamen, federal maritime officers in that branch of service than in any other branch of service except for the Marine Corps. And what's going on right now, though, is that the Coast Guard, as a branch of a self-proclaimed branch of military, is and has moved into the Department of Homeland Security. And in the Department of Defense, you have the Secretary of Navy, Secretary of Army, and more.
Okay, we're going to the break. Please continue that on the other side. Stay tuned, folks. This is unbelievable, but all true.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America, Military Tribunals Against Civilians, with our special guest, Lieutenant Eric Chine. So, Eric, if you could please continue explaining the gross corruption and fraud that's going on, so our listeners will know where their tax dollars are going.
Well, real quick, what I was talking about was normally any branch of military is in the Department of Defense, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force. They all have their own secretaries, which are, you know, civilians. It's been our long tradition to have civilians in charge of the military at all times and to never have the military in charge of civilians at any time. And any branch of military, like the Navy, has a Secretary of Navy and then have Secretary of Defense. The Coast Guard does not have its own secretariat or secretary. The Department of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, the Secretary of Homeland Security, is the Secretary for the Coast Guard, which is self-proclaiming itself to be a branch of military. One of the first names that was floated for, and people need to be very clear on this, was the Department of Homeland Defense. So it was a defense department. They've used the term security almost as if it's a police branch or whatever, but they're coming out and saying that the Coast Guard is a special, quote-unquote, branch of military that posse comitatus does not apply to, and posse comitatus is came out after the Civil War from Reconstruction, or during, right, I think it was even after Reconstruction, and it was what the North did after the Civil War was they used the military to impose itself upon the South as a police force. And so Posse Comitatus was passed to prohibit the military from ever being used again as a police force. And also Ex parte Milligan, which is a Supreme Court case, a U.S. Supreme Court, came out and said that the suspension of habeas corpus by Lincoln was unconstitutional. And so what's happened is we've had these constitutional changes, these constitutional restructuring that is going on under this veil of war, and it's not a war, to be very clear. There was no declaration of war by Congress, which is required. There was a authority to use force, and the reason an authority to use force is given, as opposed to a declaration of war, it's very limited in scope and application and duration. It's for something like, say, the Iranian embassy when it was taken in the late 1970s, early, or 1980, I think it was 1979, if I remember correctly. Congress can go ahead, you don't declare war against Iran for that, you go ahead, initially authorize the use of force, go in, grab our U.S. citizens and other personnel from the embassy, get them out of the country, evacuate them, and do what is necessary to protect and defend and evacuate them. That is an authorization of use of force. What has happened, though, is that we are, and it's becoming more and more clear, and I've been, saying this for the last 5 years or more, we've been put on a permanent war footing, and this quote-unquote war on terror is being run as a world war, and things are going on with individuals like Admiral Fallon, and you have to really watch Admiralty and General Maritime Law because it's constitutional, and the president is corrupting the intent of Article 2, Section 2, which gives him the power over the naval forces. The reason for that was Congress has the authority over the military and over the budget for the military under Article 1. The president has authority over the naval forces to repel an invasion, allow Congress to meet and convene, and to go ahead and fund and authorize through a declaration of war and or whatever other statutory extensions of the Constitution to fund and form a military or raise an army, and to protect and defend the country. After World War II, it was pretty much accepted worldwide after Nuremberg and the Geneva Conventions that aggressive wars were unacceptable, and that only defensive wars were the accepted norm, and anything else would be considered war crimes. We had at the time in World War II a Department of War that was converted to a Department of Defense. And now with these structural constitutional changes that are happening behind the scenes through use of programs by the Pentagon, Department of Defense, and even now Department of Homeland Security, they are restructuring our Constitution and our rule of law through this program called Legal Warfare behind the scenes that very few people are paying attention to. And now we have the Department of Defense, which has been converted without renaming it into a Department of War again, or a Department of Offense. We've carried on several aggressive wars now with little or no provocation or tying them back to any particular events. And the Department of Homeland Security has been turned into a de facto Department of Defense. And the Coast Guard, without a secretary for this quote-unquote Department of Defense, is not carrying on military tribunals of foreigners, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban in Iraq or Afghanistan, for under extraordinary circumstances, like, in the battlefield, in the middle of war. That's normally the only time the military law or military rule is supposed to be used.
Okay, and we're going to another break.
Okay,
hold on, Eric. We're going to another break. That's why I talk about the war on truth of the mainstream media, and that's why you need to listen to this broadcast, as well as others.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America, Military Tribunals Against Civilians, with our special guest, Eric Schein. And Eric, I'm sure the new listeners that are hearing you talk about this are probably in shock. It's really amazing that this is not being covered on the mainstream media. Of course, I'm being facetious when I say that. If any of you have any questions for Lieutenant Schein, please call in at 800-313-9443. How are they getting away with doing all of these things right out in the open without Americans rising up and saying they're not going to accept this? I mean, basically, they're turning war into a business and selling their war toys to all different countries to help with population reduction and also to keep people living in fear. Are you there, Eric?
And go ahead. And the United States now sits or rests in the same place that Germany was in World War II. And as it appears, either the European Union or the Asian Union, once it's formed, or China, as we now see it, will come in as the quote-unquote savior to save the world from America. And it's pretty scary because you see all these things going on. We're back to where China... I think there was some recent, I think it was Boeing, they just recently had some problems with selling of secrets to China. But you have to look behind the scenes, and you can't point to China and say that China is the real threat, or even the European Union. Well, you can't say the European Union, because a lot of this is being driven out of Europe. But they're setting up all the parameters, not just like the Great Depression and the stock market crash. 1929. They're setting up all the parameters as economically, but also behind the scenes militarily, and you have to notice things like this. I'll give you an example. In California, Mayor Villaraigosa, he's the first Mexican mayor of Los Angeles that we've had since the Civil War, and you can't just ignore that simple fact when you start to add it up with a lot of other parole evidence that when taken into light, it would appear that that analogy or characteristic of that time period is very fitting to what we're going through now, which many have declared as a, you know, modern day or contemporary civil war. But this is the first time that we've had, and nothing against, you know, Mexican being mayor of L.A., as long as they're, you know, American, and I believe that anyone in a position of power and trust like that should be native-born, you know, that they're first generation born here in the United States, first and foremost, so that their love of country and loyalty is first and foremost to our country, and there's no question. But beyond that, he fought to gain control of the school board for L.A., Los Angeles Unified School District. He did not get that. He was contested in that effort, but as a compromise, they gave him the ability to appoint the superintendent for L.A. Unified School District. He goes ahead and appoints the Admiral Brewer, who is an admiral from Military Sealift Command, which is a bastard stepchild to Transportation Command. It's the Transcom. It's the logistical arm of all the branches of the military. They appoint him as an admiral from a quote-unquote branch of military, or fighting force or logistical support force, to be the superintendent of the second largest school and school district in the nation. And the reason they do that, the reason they're doing that is that they're moving an admiral with a 35-year federal pension in military service into this position as superintendent, not to turn it into a nursery for scientists and engineers and chemists and historians and others, for citizens, but to turn it into a nursery for soldiers and sailors, so that as they pushes deeper into World War, they have the means and the effort, and the people are placed all throughout the nation as pawns. And when you take this into concert with many of the other things I've said about Admiralty General Maritime Law and Article 2, Section 2, and the President's control over naval forces, and how this is being misconstrued in a broad overreach of powers, you also have to look to the Middle East, where Admiral Fallon, who is naval admiral in the U.S. Navy, has been placed in charge of the U.S. military, General Petraeus, in Iraq, and the president of the end run around the Constitution used the naval forces and used that portion of the clause of the Constitution to seize control of the military from Congress, so that if Congress steps forward and says, hey, we're going to cinch in the purse strings, and we're going to go ahead and bring the troops home because we control the military, instead, the president is going to step in and say, well, I'm sorry, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but you didn't do anything about it when I grabbed control of the military and placed it underneath the U.S. Navy, which I have constitutional and direct authority over. So these things are all going on behind the scenes, and no one's paying attention to them or listening. And there's, you know, they're grave threats not only to the Constitution but rule of law. And what is going on is the rule of law is being supplanted and replaced with the rule of men, which is feudalism, which is arbitrary, capricious, and extremely dangerous. And our founding fathers stood against this and stood against what brought Europe to its knees on many occasions before even World War I and World War II.
And what can the American people do about this? I mean, it's getting so obvious that what their agenda is, and people are filled with fear, and they're afraid to speak out, and they're constantly you know, putting provisions into Homeland Security and the Patriot Act. I believe there's even something in one of them that you're not supposed to speak out against vaccinations. I will never stop doing so. I am not afraid of these tyrants because eventually they're going to make themselves so obvious people will realize there's nothing to fear because we're going to live in a slave state if we don't stand up and say we're not going to take it anymore. And I don't promote a revolution, but an evolution of consciousness. But what would you advise people to do to help stop this atrocity?
Well, they need to really focus on, you know, going after those chinks in the armor. Right now, the Coast Guard is under attack big time from failures with deep water. It's UCAV, which is Unmanned Combat Aerial Vehicle. I don't know why they have a UCAV, but UAV is normally, but they have a UCAV program. And it's a unmanned, you know, it's a drone. That whole program, they've expended over $100 million on that, just got shut down because of waste, fraud, abuse, gross mismanagement. They just had some failures on some ship launches in that regard. They just had a Coast Guard captain, CO, relieved over in the Gulf. Another one, this is the second one. Admiral Fallon, and people, or not Admiral Fallon, I'm sorry, Admiral Allen, who's the new U.S. Coast Guard commandant, who has been boat buddies with Admiral Loy and I'm trying to think, Admiral Collins and some others. He's married to Pamela Hess, who is related to Hess Oil, you know, the whole family line going back and going back even to Germany, and Rudolf Hess, who is the, or was the deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler. And when you start looking at a lot of these things and seeing that you have a regulator, as in Admiral Allen, of a now militarized branch of military slash police, where he went ahead, and you have to look at the actions in this too. Admiral Allen was responsible for fielding military forces armed to the teeth to respond to a hurricane and to respond to help, requests for help, for all the people affected by the hurricane. That is not only unconstitutional, it's just dereliction of duty. He's trying to play this off as some kind of an anomaly that, you know, it only happened once, won't happen again, while he's still carrying on military tribunals of American civilians under Judge Advocate General Officer Corps behind the scenes of American maritime officers, ship's captains, tugboat captains, engineers, mates, crew, and more from American flag vessels, deep sea and international, and now they've really targeted the intercoastal, or what we call brown water, like the Great Lakes and the Mississippi and the Gulf and more. They're going after and really trying to subjugate the people who are working in the maritime industry, and then even open it up, just like the robber barons did, the railroad barons from the late 1800s, to where in the 1800s, I think it was 1860 or 1870, they passed a law to import Chinese labor to build the railroads. And what they're trying to do now, beyond the Mexican trucker issue of trucks coming across the border from Mexico, the pilot program, there's been all kinds of protests and anger over that. Not only due to registration issues, insurance issues, training issues, labor rights issues, and more, even union and all sorts of other stuff. They're doing the same thing now in the maritime industry. And what's happened, and people need to be very clear of this, is that our federal government, at least a rogue faction therein, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and a bunch of others, and Bush and more, yeah, they see themselves, they see us as the indigenous people, as the American Indians. And now they're trying to do the very same thing that they did to the American Indians, to all of us, whether it be black, white, red, yellow, green, brown, doesn't matter, you know, what nationality, race, or where you came from, or religion, and they're trying to wipe out as many people as possible. And you see what's going on with the home mortgage deals and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
This is not just economic class warfare. This is being run by people who have close ties to the royal houses of Europe, Habsburgs, Bourbons, and others.
Yeah.
And one. I mean, Bush is related to Queen Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan was knighted by the Queen of England, as was George Herbert Walker Bush. It's a hereditary title, so our current president is a quote-unquote knight. Kissinger, Greenspan, Colin Powell, Schwarzkopf, Giuliani, and many others have all been knighted by the Queen of England. This is not, you know, these guys are not rock stars. It is a title of nobility that our founding fathers forbade and put in state and federal constitutions for a reason. It is a title of nobility, and it is forbidden here in our country. And these individuals, you have to understand what a quote-unquote New World Order is. It's an order of knights, like the Order of Knights of Malta, that helped seize control of that country and that region.
Yes, before you get into more with that, Eric, we do have a call from Joe from Ohio, and I just want to say what I always tell people is the good news is that they're trying to kill and suppress all of us now. So their MO has always been divide and conquer, and now all of us, black, white, whatever religion, it doesn't matter, we all have to come together and see what's actually happening and have the courage to stand up for what's right. Are you there, Joe from Ohio?
Yeah, first I commend your guest for being so knowledgeable and really on top of this thing, but I just have a quick question. As a result of the recent Supreme Court ruling, wasn't it so that one of the officers, I think it was the chief counsel who appeared before Congress, and I think he said that all of the prisoners at Guantanamo will have assistance of counsel. They have a right to challenge the evidence and so forth, and they'll have a regular trial just as anybody would any other citizen on trial in the United States courts. So I'll just hang up and listen. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, well, I can barely hear you. I'm not sure what what's wrong with the phone, but I caught about Guantanamo and the recent Supreme Court decision, but there's been some changes in that where President Bush is going to selectively prosecute and go after certain individuals and afford them counsel. He's not going to give them all trials. It's going to be basically, and this gets into collectivism, which is, you know, it's like communism, socialism, capitalism. It's one of these isms. But all these isms go to collectivism to where they believe they can try, like, you know, the 130,000 Japanese that were interned in World War II, that they can try one or two, therefore the rest of them are all guilty, the whole group is guilty, and not afford them all individual trials. And they're trying to use it as case precedence to somehow hold and detain the rest of them indefinitely.
And on what basis is he going to choose who he's going to prosecute and who's going to get counsel?
Well, but beyond that, their due process rights have been violated so much. And see, people need to understand clearly that this is the way they carry on the attacks. And this is, you know, this is coming from our government because it's been decapitated and replaced. And we've got some, you know, people with some very strong ties to some royal houses of Europe.
Yes.
Trying to subjugate and recolonize the United States. Whether we've ever really been free, many people are arguing that point from the Declaration of Independence on. I think our founding fathers were true, but and you see what's going on, too, even in a bunch of the alternative media and even mainstream media, to where they're trashing our founding fathers, you know, about slavery and all sorts of other things. I think that the Constitution at its time was the best vehicle to correct the wrongs at that time. They knew that in their own day, just because of human nature, that they couldn't come out and just change things overnight, or their, you know, the revolution would have never ended. That they had to, at some point, make certain decisions to move forward and to hopefully put in place an instrument like the Constitution, the separation of powers, and more, to allow people to fight for their rights and to allow, you know, like women suffrage and more, as far as the vote, blacks, everything that has been hard fought for, civil rights and more, here in the United States has all come from and as a direct result of the use of the Constitution in its proper form.
Well, I just want to make a comment about that because pretty much all of the founding fathers were Masons. And all I'm going to say is that obviously they left a few loopholes in the Constitution which have allowed this to get to the point it is. For example, almost every single person that's in the District of Criminals allegedly representing us are attorneys. So how can you have
whose fault is that? Because the government's not going to work unless we carry on oversight of the government and are directly involved. And people say, I hate politics. I don't want to vote. I don't want... You know, that vote is your gold in your pocket. Your involvement in politics is gold in your pocket. And I'm using gold as a euphemism or whatever, but it's bread on your table.
Okay, we're going to a break, Eric. Stay tuned, folks. We have Rita from Colorado after the break.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America? The answer to the question today is military tribunals against civilians. And I just want all of you to know that you must care about what's happening to Lieutenant Shine. As Voltaire stated, we are not only responsible for what we do, but also for what we don't do. And what's happening with Lieutenant Shine is pretty much the same thing that happened to me. When you're squeaky clean and they have nothing else to go after you, once you come forward and start to be a whistleblower, they will attack your mental health. And they can invent whatever they want. And, of course, if they can force you to take psychiatric drugs, they can do a chemical lobotomy on you. And if you don't stand up for the people that are standing up for you, they're going to come to your door next, people. So I really hope that you will become aware of what's happening. If you're filled with fear, the least you can do is spread the word. Get other people to realize what's happening, because we are at a critical point in our history. And it's actually a very exciting time to be alive, because they've been going down this path for generations. And now it's time for us to wake people up and say, we have an opportunity now to change everything. And I'd like to welcome Rita from Colorado on the show. Do you have a question, Rita?
First of all, I want to say how happy birthday to your son, Joey.
Thank you.
To Joey. And we're going to come and kick all the bad guys in the teeth, okay? And you're going to come back and see your mom someday, so keep the faith. You know what I think about when I hear Eric? You know, I can tell Eric is a real, really sincere person coming, and so are you, you know. And a lot of us, you know, we're coming from different angles on the whole, you know, and we get stuck. And what I call it, you know, maybe not what you people call it, I call it Nephilim class system, you know, because you can sort of see it from, for sure, in the pharmacy industry, because they want to make drug for Nephilim, you know. And since we already defined ourselves as Nephilim, which means the people that are going to die, you know, we're all going to die anyway, so they'll make the process, you know, they'll speed it up for us, I guess, you know, however that is. But I had to say something because, about 100 years ago, they chopped all the Habsburgs up into little pieces. And my name is Hill, but it might be Habsburg if, you know, people come to more understanding someday. But they, you have to understand there are these different kind of conflicts in society that you know, are going on. And, you know, you can look at things only from maritime law, or you can look at things only from Catholic Christianity, or you can, you know, sort of see how things are, but we kind of like work against each other. That's the way it sort of was set up anyway, you know. We are kind of competing ideologies, and that's kind of the ideology we are, you know. But I do have to say something, because if you really have to understand something, because when I'm the most nonlinear track of you people, because I had to go understand some really like medieval stuff, you know, and had to go to Europe and part of Holland and come back. Actually, told them I declared myself a noble when I came back, so I am a different sovereignty in America. I'm Princess Knight of the Golden Fleece, which happens to be the
okay. Please hold on. We're going to a break and continue on the other side.